Good afternoon, Sheridan. My name is Quinn, and this is our news update. Justin Trudeau has arrived in Washington and has met President Donald Trump. The two leaders both greeted each other warmly during their first face-to-face meeting. Trump gifted Trudeau a picture of his father. They are expected to talk about the North American Free Trade Agreement, as well as job creation and continental security. The Maritimes are in for a massive winter storm. Environment Canada has issued a blizzard and winter storm warning for the East Coast. The Nova Scotia government has closed off all of its buildings, and the school board has canceled all classes until further notice. Residents are urged to remain indoors. This Tuesday is the first official Mayor Hazel McCallion Day. The former Mississauga mayor and councillor of Sheridan is celebrating her 96th birthday, and the city of Mississauga has decided to make February 14th in honor of her. Many community centers across the city are holding events to celebrate the event. If you would like to join in on her birthday celebrations, check out your local community center's website for additional information. Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Our reporter Haley Montgomery went to talk to Sheridan community about how technology has influenced the dating scene.
If you could describe your current relationship status in a hashtag, what would it be?
Hashtag met online.
Hashtag complicated.
Hashtag infinity war, because it's a constant struggle forever.
Hashtag how'd that happen?
Hashtag happy and in love.
So what kind of role do you feel like technology plays in your relationship?
A big role, especially because I did meet him online. And we often use like Snapchat and texting each other all day, especially because he does live in Caledonia and it's really far from here too. We rely on it.
Communication and a way to lurk what they're thinking on Twitter. It's not creepy. Stalking.
Boyfriend lives in Aurora and I live in Mississauga. So during the summertime, we'll Skype each other just so we can see each other every day. And then we'll use Snapchat in the morning and at night so we can like say good morning, good night to each other when we're long distance. And then just like texting every day, it just helps us like keep in touch that way.
What's the most annoying thing couples do on social media?
I guess like making every Instagram post about their boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Thing on Instagram.
Where, Man Crush Wednesday.
Yeah.
Man Crush Monday.
Oh, Man Crush Monday and Woman Crush Monday. Oh, I hate it when they keep on doing that for their own couple. It's like, I get it, do it the one time, and then just be done with it. It's really over the top when they just keep on doing it.
Literally Snapchatting everything when you're with each other. That probably is the biggest thing that annoys me.
The big things like, oh my God, I got engaged. Like, cool, yeah, but like, don't post like, oh my God, he held my hand when I slipped.
This is 90.7 FM, broadcasting from the campus of Sheridan College in Oakville.
The Toronto Maple Leafs played the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday. The Sabres would score 3 unanswered goals in the first period and would ride that lead to the end, winning the game 3-1. The Leafs are back in action tomorrow night against the New York Islanders at the ACC. The Sheridan Bruins men's The Sheridan Bruins men's volleyball team clinched a playoff spot to end their season. The Bruins team went 9-9 in the regular season, and their 3-0 win over Conestoga College secured them their spot in the playoffs. The women's volleyball team were not as lucky, just missing the playoff spot. They went 8-10 this season. The first game of the men's volleyball playoffs will be against Conroe College on February 18th at 6 p.m. Chance the Rapper made Grammy history Sunday. The Southside rapper took home Grammys for Best New Artist, Best Rap Album, and Rap Performance, but he was also responsible for one of the night's most memorable performances. Doing a mashup from his latest album, Coloring Book, while taking us to church with his rendition of How Great Is Our God, Chance's intense performance featured Kirk Franklin, Tamla Mann, and a full gospel choir. It was a powerful moment. Melissa McCarthy returns to SNL mocking the Trump administration with her impression of press secretary Sean Spicer. She channeled her inner Spice. Her character, Spicy, took hits at what the... Took hits at what the next week looks like for Donald Trump. McCarthy mocked Kellyanne Conway's federal ethics violation, mispronounced names of countries, and mocked Spicer's aggressive podium behavior. McCarthy really brought it this week on SNL. Way Home just released their lineup for the 2017 Music Festival. The headliners include Imagine Dragons, Frank Ocean, Flume, Tegan and Sarah, and more. The announcement has brought mixed reviews and online comments. The festival is set to take place July 28th to the 30th this summer. That's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. This is Quinn Vertoli, signing off.